See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how he keeps you in cycles.
Hey fam, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. I'm your host Maddie, and I am so glad that you guys are here. Now today we're gonna get into something real, which is going to be talking about fear and anxiety, but not just any kind, the kind that shows up in singleness in 2025 in our world. And let's be honest, fear doesn't wait for an invitation. It creeps in late at night. It shows up on social media scrolls, and it whispers in our ear every time life does not look the way we thought it would. So today, I want us to sit around the table, men, women, single parents, all of us, and just get real about the pressure of singleness and how the enemy uses fear to weigh us down. Then in part two, because this is going to be part one, we'll shift and talk about God's promises that helps us overcome it. But right now, let's be honest about the weight, right? And let me start by asking, what's the loudest what if in your mind right now? Like, is it, what if I never get married? What if my past disqualifies me from love? Like, what if I'm too old, too late, too much, or not enough? Like, what if I raise these kids alone forever? What if I'm missing God's will for my life? And my beautiful people, let me tell you, fear loves to speak in questions. It does. And anxiety is the loop that never ends. And in 2025, right now, the pressure is real. You know, social media doesn't help us at all. You know, you open your feed and it feels like everybody else is two steps ahead, you know, engagements, baby showers, travel reels. And then meanwhile, you're just trying to make it through the week without losing your mind, without losing your peace. And y'all, I've been there. I am here. But the question is that keeps up, you know, that keeps us up at night, you know, the pit in our stomach when we think about the future, that's where the enemy loves to sneak in, you know? So here's why the devil loves fear so much, right? Because honestly, it fear freezes us, right? It keeps us in a freezer state. Because faith moves us forward, but fear keeps us stuck. And he doesn't have to ruin your life, right? The devil doesn't have to ruin your life. He just has to keep you too scared to live it fully. And he'll whisper in your ear, don't even try to date again. You'll just get hurt. Right? Don't step into that new opportunity. You'll fail. Don't dream too big. You'll just be disappointed. And if we listen, we shrink back, right? We settle. We survive instead of thrive, right? Family, that's not it. That's the enemy's goal, is not to take everything from you at once, right? He doesn't try to take everything from you at once, but to chip away at your faith until you don't have anything to believe for. Right? You don't want you believing for more. And this isn't something new, right? The Bible is full of people who felt the weight of fear, right? The Israelites at the Red Sea, right? In Exodus 14, when they saw Pharaoh's army behind them and the sea in front of them, and they panicked, right? And like the fear just blinded them to the God who had just delivered them. And in Joshua, right, the first of Joshua chapter one, you know, he's about to lead Israel into the promised land. But, you know, that's huge pressure. I'm not going to lie. But God had to keep saying, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Right. And in Matthew's 14 with Peter, where he literally walked on water. But the moment he looked at the waves, you know, that fear took over and he started to sink. And fear thrives when we focus on circumstances instead of God's presence. We got to remind ourselves that. You know, and the way fear looks in our world in this given age, you know, you're scared you'll never find someone, for example, because your dating apps you know, that we are encountering nowadays are a mess, right? People are ghosting you. They're swiping. It's surface levels conversations that we're having nowadays. You know, you're anxious about your finances because the cost of living is sky high and your paycheck don't seem to match the way that, you know, the cost of living is happening at the moment. So you're always questioning, like, what if I never get ahead? You know, you're worried about time, watching friends get married, start families, and wondering, am I behind? And for my single parents, you know, the fears double, you know, because you're thinking to yourself, what if I can't give my kids enough? Like, what if no one ever accepts us as a package? And let's laugh for one second. Like, we have the right to laugh for a second, because fear is very much dramatic. And we've all been there. You know, one minute we're fine, and the next minute we're spiraling into imagining ourselves, you know, 85 years old, feeding cats in our apartment with no partner, no family, and Netflix asking, are you still watching? God, I can't with myself. I just can't with myself. I make myself laugh, y'all. But here's the truth. You know, fear paints worst case scenarios. It does. But God promises best case outcomes. So root yourself in that, okay? And here's the danger, right? Because fear doesn't just make you uncomfortable, it costs you, right? The fear of being alone makes you stay in relationships that you know aren't healthy, right? Because you don't want to be alone. So you just take the bare minimum, you take the abuse, you take the negativity and whatever else your partner's putting you through, because you don't want to be alone, right? The fear of failure makes you settle for safe instead of stepping into purpose. You know, the fear of rejection keeps you hiding the real you, right? Putting on a facade, a mask. And maybe the fear of the future makes you miss the beauty of today. And the devil doesn't need you to fall apart, guys. He just needs you to he just needs to scare you enough for you not to take the next step. You know, and ladies, let's be real. You know, the pressure to be chosen is really loud. But remind yourself that you have already been chosen. Okay, by God. So stop letting fear make you rush into less. And for my men out there that are listening, I know the weight to have it all together is very heavy, but you are not defined by your bank account or your status. Okay? You are not. So stop thinking you have to have a certain thing or have certain things in play before you even be considered like you're worthy. You're worthy with or without them. And to my single parents, I know it feels like you carry the world on your back, but you know, you are not raising those kids alone. You know, God is covering you and he'll bring you the right support on his time. I know he's covering me. I've always said that God has always made a way for me and my kid, you know, to the point where I've never had to be in a relationship because I needed money for financial reasons. We've never been homeless, thank God. You know, money has been tight on occasions, but he's never made it so tight that I couldn't make it to the next check. Okay, so here are some questions that I want you guys to chew on this week. And the first one is, what's the loudest fear in my heart right now? The second question is gonna be, how does that fear show up in my daily choices? Question three is going to be, have I been letting fear lead instead of faith? Or should I say, have I been letting fear lead instead of faith, not led? I apologize for that. And then number four is, what would my life look like if I trusted God instead of letting anxiety drive? So again, write it down, be honest, and don't let fear fester in the dark. So let's go ahead and pray very quickly. Lord, thank you for meeting us right here where we are. Thank you for seeing every fear, every worry, every late night that, you know, the thoughts that keep us restless. Father, break the chains of fear and silence the lies of anxiety. For my sisters, remind them that they are not behind. And for my men, remind them that they are enough in you. And for our single parents, God, wrap them and their children in your peace. Replace fear with faith, anxiety with peace, and doubt with trust. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And family, that's part one, which is fear and anxiety are real, but they don't have to control us. So next time in part two, we're going to flip it. Okay. And we're going to be talking about God's promises and how we anchor ourselves in his truth when fear comes knocking. So until then, breathe deep. Okay. Trust God and remember the future is already in his hands. Until next time. Bye, guys. To break all these cycles. To break all these cycles.